A 2.7, forearm plank verbal instructions. The forearm plank is an assessment of core endurance. It will be performed on a flat, level surface. An exercise mat may be used. You must be entirely on or off the exercise mat, i.e., the upper body cannot be on the exercise mat with feet off. The event will consist of maintaining a proper forearm plank position for the maximum time allowed. The PFRA administrator will record time with a stopwatch to the nearest second and will announce start, as well as 15-second intervals. You will begin face down on the floor with elbows bent, forearms flat on the floor/mat, with the body in a straight line through the head, shoulders, back, buttocks and legs. Elbows must be aligned directly below the shoulders at a 90-degree angle between the forearm and upper arm. Hands will either be in fists with the pinky side of the hand touching the floor or lying flat with palms touching the floor. Forearms may be parallel or angled inward, but the hands cannot be clasped together. Feet should be placed hip-width apart. Hips must be lifted off the ground with only the forearms, hands and toes on the floor. Knees are straight, pelvis in a neutral position and back flat. The back, buttocks and legs must be straight from head to heels and must remain so throughout the assessment. The back, buttocks and legs must be straight from head to heels and must remain so throughout the test. Toes, forearms and fists or palms must remain in contact with the floor/mat at all times and folding of hands is not permitted. No other part of the body may contact the vertical support surface. Involuntary muscle spasms, e.g., shaking, trembling, or quivering, resulting from maximum exertion during the exercise is anticipated and permitted as long as the proper forearm plank position is maintained. Forearm plank ends when maximum time for the forearm plank has elapsed or until the last participant stops prior to the maximum time allowed. Any part of the body other than hands, fists/palms, forearms, or feet touch the floor, member lowers head to hands, member lifts hands, forearms or feet off the floor, member does not maintain 90 degrees at the elbow, i.e., shifting weight forward or back on forearms/toes decreasing or increasing the 90-degree bend. If you receive more than two corrections on form, the third correction will stop the assessment, and the time will be recorded. This will be your official forearm plank time, score.